time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy with you here. We are live from Las Vegas at Radio Row for David Benavidez and David Morrell. Shocking, the press conference yesterday was full of trash talk.
Hey, I just read something on it. What? Say, Tobin paid for 2 Nintendo Switches.
That wasn't discipline, though. My kid was crying. In fairness, it was my son's birthday.
Okay.
I didn't want to ruin his birthday. He didn't do anything wrong.
What'd he do?
He left it, didn't he?
He lost it, dude. What do you want to do?
Is that not something wrong?
But it's not like. But he's a good kid. He never does anything. He's legitimately like, I can count on 2 fingers like the times he's legitimately need to be disciplined.
Right.
The daughter's another story.
Yeah.
That's how it happens, Frog Boy. You're going to have a tougher one. Once you have your next tadpole, there'll be one that's tougher.
Yeah. Tell you what, though. You know, we're going to try you. You got lucky. And, you know, blessings to you. You got boy and girl.
Yep.
Try and do the same. Other than that, I'm closing up shop after the second one either way.
Hey, really?
Closing up shop after the second
one. Hey. Yeah, I mean, don't. Doesn't just have something to do with that?
Waddle Baby Waddle makes a great point. Leroy is one to talk. His daughter lost a squirrel. He ended up with 4 dogs.
Don't forget the turtles, too.
You kept a woodland creature. That's different.
Is it?
Of course.
That same thought you... It lived on the curtains like it was a tree.
Yeah, this is good.
Rest in peace, Ricky.
To let AC hit his ass.
Oh, man. We're live here from the MGM Grand. We got the weigh-ins coming later on in today. And
so you're saying when we see the weigh-ins right here, that they're not real. They happen to bind.
I don't know. Well, they're going to do
it. Well, my question is, why was dude naked?
No, those were the real weigh-ins.
Okay.
We saw the real weigh-ins when we were here last time. When you're naked weigh-ins, those are the real weigh-ins. Then they do the ceremonial, which where everybody can go out there. Arena.
So we see the real ones in here, and then they go out with the people.
Right.
Because they don't want nobody naked.
You don't want anybody naked out there. It happens. I mean, they used to have a curtain, but because they used to just do the real deal. Hey, when you were on that scale, then they got to a point where they're like, oh, we want to rehydrate.
I'm going to tell you why they had to do it. Because old towel boy wasn't quite up to snuff.
Well, in fairness, he was dehydrated.
I mean, but I'm saying, in most cases, the towel goes in front of the boxer. He's holding the towel over here. I'm like, whoa. Pork and beans.
Okay. Dinner and a show.
No, dude, it was like...
Yeah, Dr. Toboggan heard it the same way I did. You guys started talking about weigh-ins, and I was like, oh, no, they're there, too. Make sure the green room is ready. Ah. And then I realized you guys were talking about fighting.
When is the last time you had to deal with one of the weigh-ins and their Kobe beef?
Man, I think I dealt with Marlin a few months ago. They're always just somehow.
Are they all the same?
No, the younger, the nicer. That's usually how I get it. Like Damon Wayans Jr., really nice. Damon Wayne Sr. doesn't look at me in my eyes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. Yeah, man. Let's get to some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, yeah, this 175 matchup will get going tomorrow. And I appreciate Premier Boxing for having us out here and accommodations, the travel. And we're staying at the New York, having a great time. We always appreciate when they have us out here for the fights.
Plus, the people out here really look out for you. Make sure you got everything you need.
Yep. Yep.
That's it. If you need something or something's not right, you know exactly who to talk to. So, and we see the same people every time we come out here. So that's also a cool thing.
It is a cool thing. Udonis Haslam, news yesterday. He has been hired as a full-time analyst for ESPN, NBA analyst.
Of course.
Well-deserved.
I can see that.
Well-deserved for UD. Stephen A. Smith has said a long time, he's like, you can be very, very good in this business. So he will be apparently taking part on First Take and NBA Today, studio shows. He signs a one-year deal with ESPN. So congrats to Udonis Haslam. Good to finally have some Heat representation on national television. I'm excited.
I mean, we had D-Wade, but D-Wade did it when he wanted to. He was good at it.
Yeah, but he only did, like, the Turner. He's right. Very good at the games, though.
Right.
I enjoyed him this summer in Paris. By the way, did you see D-Wade's revelation yesterday?
What?
D-Wade announced yesterday that he had a cancerous tumor removed last year.
Really?
Yeah, he had apparently had gotten a full body scan, and they found something on his kidney, and he had a 40% of his kidney removed.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. I guess he didn't do any, he said he didn't have to do any post-treatments, like he didn't have to do
chemo or anything like that.
Okay. Which was good news, but... Yeah. Because
then he would have to say something because that chemo wipes you out. Look at Randy.
Yeah, dude. No, it's no joke. It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. But happy to hear that he's doing well now. After all that, but that was quite the revelation yesterday that D-Wade had dealt with some cancer.
I know I got on my liver. Where's the Martino cherries? What do you call
those? What did you have yesterday? You had your first drink in a while yesterday.
Yeah, I had a Frog Boy.
Yep.
Was that technically a beer?
What?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I had a beer.
You had a beer? Okay, hold on. What do you mean you'll allow it? That means there's stipulations to this.
It was a Seattle cider.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll allow it. You know.
It was by the way, though,
we went to Beer House.
We couldn't even eat all our food. Them ribs were nice.
Okay. So you had good food yesterday. You had a drink with a cherry in it?
Not an old fashioned, but what's the other one?
Manhattan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Had one drink. That's it.
Tobin, anything?
Old man Carl McGee over there putting cherries in his drink. It comes with a drink, jackass.
Yeah. Tobin, anything in particular? Lemonade with a pink cowboy hat?
I wanted to get this this one cider yesterday that was like grapefruit, but she's like, it's sold out.
Sold out. See, if you find it, I'm like, what?
Even remember what it was called.
We're not looking for it. We only thought about it because it's on your thing.
I put a note to look for it.
Yeah.
Ciders. What are you guys doing with these ciders?
Well, because here's the thing.
Cider.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
And here's why you got to be clear with this.
All right.
I can't have a thick beer when I'm eating food because I can't eat my food.
I agree with that. Sure.
Like so you want something lighter, right? And we were there and they had a bunch of different beers.
Yeah.
So Tobin ordered one. And I asked the lady, how was it? She brought me a little taste. I'm like, I'll take one.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that was it, and that was the end of it. And then we ate up all our food, or as much as we could. Those ribs were quite filling.
Yeah, they were.
They do them a little different though. They do them dry, and then you got to put your own
sauce on it.
Mm. Yep.
I think you like
the sauce there.
I like sauce on it.
You know what? I thought of you, Leroy, when I went to Baltimore recently. I found out that everyone there gets a certain style of flavor on their wing. Old Bay and honey. They take the Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah,
and they mix it with honey.
Old Bay is only good for seafood. And people put it on other stuff.
Yeah, Old Bay and honey wings. Everywhere you go, that would be one of the specials that they have.
Did you eat them?
Hell yeah. Of course I did. This is for research purposes. They were good, but it did give me some good vibes.
Obey doesn't... You can't put Obey on everything, yeah. Right? And that's kind of the way, like... And they don't do it in New Orleans, right? Yeah. But people outside of... They put Obey on it and call it Cajun, right? So I told you, when I went to Michigan the first time... We went to a restaurant in Ann Arbor, and they go blackened chicken or Cajun chicken. And I'm like, Cajun chicken? I'll try it. And it was basically blackened. So when the lady came over, I said, this is not Cajun. Yes, it is, sir. It's Cajun. I'm like, I'm Cajun. It's not Cajun. I'm like, just because you blackened it, don't make it Cajun. It's the seasoning. I'm like, never heard of the seasoning. What you put on it? Mm. So I was just trying to like every other state that I go to, when they say Cajun, it's blackened, and they give it this Cajun name. I'm like, no.
Mm. Not a true Cajun.
No. Uh-uh. Nope.
Man, what else we got? Oh, how about this? Frog Boy. The Miami Hurricanes, or the Miami Dolphins, are showing interest in Damian Martinez at the Senior Bowl.
Ooh, that's a big body right there.
I mean, can I just say this?
Moose.
You do realize they're kicking the tires on a lot of players.
Hey, right? They should.
Yeah. Right, they should.
They should
be kicking the tires. But most importantly,
O-line.
Big. Yeah. O-D line.
What's the furthest you'd reach?
Some
for
girl
Damian
just
Martinez.
Got up and do I feel bad because I was thinking of a ham sandwich.
What?
All you've thought about this segment is food.
Yes, it's about feeding time for your boy. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, keep in mind that we ate, what, at seven?
Yeah, I forgot.
Seven? Like,
I'm all messed up.
Dude, we get all messed up because, like, we get done at 11. You don't know what to do. So you go take a little nap, right? You get up, and you're, like, hungry, and it's 4:30.
Hmm.
So we're eating, like, super early.
Hey, man, you don't gotta justify the clock for me. I'm just telling you. I can tell by your nonstop mentioning of food. You're hungry.
I haven't eaten since beer house, as you say.
Go get a parfait.
Yeah.
Do I look like somebody that's going to get full of a parfait?
Parfait will do it right.
We'll take a break here on the show. Before that, I want to let you guys know, if you guys want to win Morgan Wallen tickets, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. He's going to be at Hard Rock Stadium this July with Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium this July. To enter the contest, text the word July to 20357. Text July.
Very creative there, Tyler. Very creative.
Apparently it's Brian. It's not Tyler.
Oh, it's not? Oh, no, so we got to the bottom of it?
Text July to 20357 for your chance to win those Morgan Wallen tickets. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather.
Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. We're here for David Benavidez, David Morrell, going down tomorrow in the light heavyweight division. Benavidez -230.
I'm a sucker for you. Bear now.
That's the new Jonas brother, Horde Jonas.
Hey, man.
David Morrell, he is +176 for this fight. Method Leroy, you got Benavidez by points, +115. Benavidez by KO, no, just under 3-1. You got the draw, +1500. You got Morrell by points at about 3-1. And then David Morrell by KO at +600.
I think I might jump on that KO, TKO.
The TKO for David Morrell?
No.
Oh, for Benavidez.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Most punches landed, most punches thrown, will the fight go the distance, total rounds, when will the fight end?
Oh, I did the total rounds thing with Floyd, and I was the only one. I was the only one in the tent going, one more round.
Well, we got, okay, when will the fight end? 1-3, no shot.
4-6?
4-6.
It's more likely 7-9.
I'm feeling 7-9. 7-9.
I could do a parlay?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to do a KO and a
KO round 7 through 9?
Yeah. Because Benavidez starts off slow.
He does start off slow. Starts off slow, comes on strong, typically wears people out, throws a lot of punches. You know, that's kind of his style. Morel's strong, man. I mean, like, that's the thing, is he's got that southpaw style.
I hate southpaw for like...
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
They butt heads. But
Benavidez did just take on a southpaw on Andrade, even though Andrade doesn't have the power that that Morel has. I think he's one of the slickest boxers, you know, out there. He's just super awkward to take on. He always starts off fast, and had a good couple rounds against David Benavidez. It just feels like to me, if David Morel doesn't like hurt him early, and you don't get that respect from David Benavidez, he's going to walk through him eventually. Right. That's kind of how I feel like it goes. I do think he gets a stoppage eventually.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, like, the thing is, there's just not that much on Morel. Like, he's only fought 11 times. You know, there's just not that much. You could just see, like...
He looks young.
He likes to... Yeah, he's 27, likes to move his feet. He's got the good footwork. He's going to try and corner him. You get two guys who like to come forward. If there was a guy who could probably box a little slicker, it would be Morel, but... I don't know, man. You just got.
He's young. Too many unknowns.
Yeah. Smithen says this segment is brought to you by Scary Terry. Leave Scary Terry alone.
Yeah.
Did you guys see yesterday that Kevin Love put a clip from Uncut Gems?
Oh my god!
Says,
what is he's got?
What the f is going on here, Terry?
He's not playing. He's not playing basketball, so he's just having some fun with it.
Oh yeah.
Right.
He's just he's completely embraced. Oh, this season I get to be the class clown.
He's like Dorn.
Yeah.
Hey Dorn, get in there and take one for the team.
You see this, Spo? Says I don't have to do any calisthenics in my contract.
You know you're old when you call him calisthenics.
So I don't know what intrigues you, Froggy. You hear anything? What are you thinking with that?
I did also notice that Kevin Love was kind enough to support our boy Tyler. Said that he got emotional with that.
He did. He said he got emotional with it.
Yeah. I did see a lot of questionable activity with this Terry Rozier thing. The only thing that is, like, making me believe that he didn't do it is because he was out for the rest of the season following
that's the thing. Is I don't think he's being accused of
They already
of
said he didn't accuse. They're
no, the merely NBA, no, here's the thing. The NBA investigated it, and they said they found no wrongdoing. The thing is, right, this is the feds.
You know they report all of this when the betting gets out of whack.
Yeah.
They notify the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then the league investigates.
The only way it seems like Terry Rozier would be in trouble to me is what the oddity here is there was a lot of action on his unders, so much so it seemed like there was like it was taken off the board at one point.
Yeah.
Because he was one of the best players on the Hornets.
Right.
The only way this is I would feel like would be trouble for Terry Rozier is if like they find text messages and says, hey, Johnny Thumbs, I'm going to be out. I'm playing this game, but I'm not lasting. So
that's the thing. The inside information of, like, I'm going to play a little bit, and then I'll be out.
Right.
I think that was the issue.
But I don't – but it's here's the thing. Like, there's no way Terry Rozier is dumb enough to do that. I just can't buy it. For a guy who's going to make $50 million over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, one guy said that he had inside information, right? There was this old tweet that went viral.
Yeah, I saw him.
He made $100. Like,
right.
I'm just...
So he's going to risk $50 million for that guy to win $100?
I don't know. I think that, to me... Now, does Terry Rozier have a loose-lips friend who was a little too greedy? He goes...
Right.
T-Row ain't looking so good on that foot. Hey, Terry, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to give it a go. But, you know, I'm not feeling too good. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't feeling too good. I don't know, but it doesn't feel like Terry Rozier was actively out there tanking games.
Yeah,
that does not seem like what we're dealing with.
The payoff isn't big enough.
which is why I was like, okay, there's no way he did that. But it didn't make me wonder now, like, what is the limit that someone could go? For example, Leroy, you said you had, I think, like a nephew that plays college football somewhere, right?
Right.
How illegal would it be for you to be like, hey, and what's it like in the locker room? Any injuries they haven't really reported? How's this week of practice been?
But
isn't that like, the same access the a reporter
thing is,
gets?
The thing is that you have to also look at it this way. How does that impact the game?
Right?
It would have to be pretty substantial, and you would already hear about it. So, for example,
teams lie though. Dolphins lie all the time.
For example, if somebody had bet the Cam Ward under because they knew he was only playing a half,
right?
Like that's the kind of level of stuff we talking about. But they still didn't win.
Yeah, but that's a good point there.
I mean, but we see all the time, like they say, like, oh, Vegas knows something. Like
Vegas
that term,
right?
That term does come up all the time about either knowing injuries or having a lean on trades or what that stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, you want to know who knows what? Look at the odds for trades or who's going to win awards and stuff like that, and they're always accurate.
Yeah, that's always scary.
I just couldn't imagine what kind of business Terry Rozier could have gotten into where, like,
not $50 million.
The Charlotte bookies are like, hey, D-Roy, we need you to take a dive here. Second quarter, your foot don't feel so good.
maybe it's not a profit thing that we're, because we're looking at, oh, there's no way he could have gained a lot from the betting. But maybe there's some debt that could have been cleared. You never know. You never know what's going on.
You never know. That's totally fair.
But I'm just looking at it from a logic standpoint, right? This guy said, I got an inside scoop and he won $100, right? And Terry's going to risk losing $50 million.
He's obviously not the only guy. It's just that guy's inside scoop. He didn't feel too good about it.
Right.
Schmeathan says, you guys are really making fun of mob bets while in Vegas. We heard you guys. You're the funny guys on the radio, huh?
Oh,
you like making jokey jokes.
You know what I'm going to say? There's your comedian right there.
Wait, not before me at happy hour.
Oh, no. No, no. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. It's going to be daytime when we get up over there to get that meat.
Whew.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of Vegas, if you guys want to go to Vegas, we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register for an account. You listen to WQM or any participating station each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, a great prize for your chance to win. Just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, 2025. It's a national contest. We'll take a break. Tickle Leroy's Fancy next.
You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
We got football this week, so we got to go. Got to go around the sports world to try and tickle your fancy.
No, fancy is not tickled.
Just because there's no football?
Fancy not tickled.
No.
What about the Pro Bowl games?
How many times you want me to say no?
Fancy
the Pro
not
Bowl games.
Fancy not tickled.
Fancy not
fancy
tickled.
Fancy will never be tickled, so don't quit asking me.
All right. What about 8 o'clock tonight, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
5 o'clock our time?
5 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Take on the San Antonio Spurs. A little Giannis versus Wemby. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Oh,
not because tickles. Of the game. Because I'm going to be eating.
Okay. Is that game on national TV tonight? No. What is? Oh.
Yeah.
How about this?
What's up?
The Jimmy Butler Bowl. The Phoenix Suns at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
7 our time. Take on the Golden State Warriors, who are coming off their best win of the season. Take your fancy?
At 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll kick the tires on that.
My fancy is tickled.
All right. tomorrow, Leroy, at 8:30, the Miami Heat visit the San Antonio Spurs. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Yes, I always want to beat them down.
My fancy is tickled.
Yep.
Duncan Robinson. Hey, Wemby. Duncan Robinson's coming, dude. Get your sleep.
That means we get the Spurs on a back-to-back?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Wemby ain't got no muscles for that.
I saw Wemby charge at Zubac the other day.
Yeah.
From the Clippers.
Who doesn't want to charge at Zubac?
Yeah, but he ain't a small dude.
He's not.
Yeah. He definitely stopped midway.
I saw Thomas Bryant got laid out by Isaiah Stewart the other day.
What? Ooh. This Isaiah Stewart is a menace. This guy is a rascal.
He basically he's basically just out there throwing bows, and maybe the basketball will go in every once in a while.
Maybe, dude. Maybe.
He's a throwback player.
Yeah. Throwback player.
That's one way of putting it.
Classic for Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Leroy, early here, a national television game, the Florida Panthers take on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Is it 1 o'clock here or 1 o'clock
No, 10 o'clock. It's 10 a.m. here.
10 a.m. here.
A little wake up with the cats for us.
Yeah. Is it national?
ABC.
Okay, yeah. All right.
ABC.
My fancy is tickled.
I like it. Get up in the morning to a little home team hockey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also tomorrow in the afternoon, we got ourselves UFC action. Israel Adesanya is taking on Nassourdine Imavov. That gets going tomorrow. Stylebender, the former middleweight champion, back in the octagon. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, but we'll be at the fight.
No, this is an early one, though. This is early.
Oh, really?
Early action tomorrow.
Yeah, I was wondering. It's like noon or 1 p.m. Eastern.
Izzy hasn't fought in a minute, right?
He fought. He lost the belt, or he lost his fight to Dricus du Plessis. So he I think, fought like 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Is he getting on? He's on back nine?
He might be. You remember, he got to the UFC fairly late, too, because he was a kickboxer.
Okay.
So he might be. He fought a lot. You know, he was a very active champion.
Okay.
But that gets going 9 a.m. our time, noon Eastern, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, if I don't sleep in,
okay.
I'll kick the tires on it.
Kicking the tires.
You know, I don't care where you are. I don't care what time zone you're in.
My fancy is tickled.
Getting up at 5:15 is getting up at 5:15.
That is what they say.
Yeah.
That is what they say. Froggy, does that tickle your fancy?
That does tickle my fancy.
You want to do a little UFC parlay with David Benavidez, David Morrell tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
You think Izzy got a chance to win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's
doing
it.
I think he beat Imavov. Yeah, I definitely think he can win.
Come on.
All right, we're gonna put together a.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put in because I want my first one is 7-9, and win by. TKO.
Trying to remember. Did Imavov get nine?
Because even that right there is going to pay a boatload.
What about, I believe tomorrow on the card, the one-eye blind guy is fighting?
Oh, Shara Bullitt.
Yeah.
Shara Bullitt's fighting. That's a good fight. You know, right? I think he's fighting MVP.
He is fighting MVP.
MVP. Michael Venom Page.
I always get confused because I just see Page, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm used to like just MVP, but yeah, that's going to be a good fight. Damn, that's going to be a good fight. I don't know who to put on that one, though.
I think I'm going to go with Shara Bullitt.
Really?
I think I'm going to go with Shara Bullitt.
MVP is kind of weird, though. You know, he's kind of weird.
He's a very hard fighter to figure out. That's true.
Yeah. Damn, that's good. That's a good card.
You got a schedule that
you
make for the...
What do you,
for the fights?
Like, yeah. For the fights? I thought I saw like a calendar.
Oh, that was just this guy's record. The guy that Stylebender was fighting.
Oh, he was ready to judge you, dude. He was so ready to judge you.
Because, I mean, he basically knows when all the fights are and who's fighting.
So. I was trying to see, what is Imavov? He beat Brendan Allen. That's impressive. He beat Cannoneer. No joke. Roman Dolidze is not a bum. But step up when you take on Stylebender. I think I'm still going to stick with Izzy.
Yeah.
Championship
pedigree.
How much is that?
Let's see.
He says, I think you said 35 is down.
Minus
-160.
So it's pretty close. It's pretty closer than I thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Style better by points.
Ooh.
He doesn't usually go to distance, does he?
No, he does. He can. It depends. But I'm trying to think of Deletes. So he's been to a 5-round fight one time, Deletes, Imavov. I think I'm going to go Izzy by decision.
Imavov. How do you say his first name?
Nazardeen.
It's amazing.
This guy is a
dude,
wizard.
This is
it, maybe it's a little more French. Maybe Nassadine.
He's back. Like, it does kind of look like we're doing the show from the hallway of the fight.
Yeah. No, but yeah. As you guys provided, you showed yesterday, you got 9 chandeliers in that place. It's a nice
ballroom. Oh, it's a ballroom.
Yeah. It's a ballroom.
Make no mistake, it's a ballroom.
Yeah, it's a ballroom. Sure.
My fancy is tickled by being a ballroom.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, Saturday night, Leroy, before we get to the fights, what do we got on the NBA slate? Oof, not a great slate. What about Lakers-Knicks? Tickle your fancy tomorrow?
They're going to New York?
That is in New York. Same time as the Heat game.
No. If I'm going to watch basketball, it's going to be the Heat.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying I'll be eating.
Fancy, not tickled.
So I don't want to do, do this a disservice by saying I'm going to watch it when we know damn well if I'm watching it, as soon as they bring that piece of meat out, Leroy is out.
At 8 o'clock from the T-Mobile Arena, David Benavidez and David Morrell, does that fight tickle your fancy?
Yes, because not even
my
because of the chili pepper, but for me, I'm not a big fan of lefties fighting righties because it's just like it's awkward, but these guys are very active and are like punch really hard, so yep. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And like I said, Morrell, we don't know. We have no idea because he ain't fought that much. Has he beat anybody to warrant to even deserve this fight?
I mean, he was very good at 168. He's undefeated, comes up. His last fight, he beat a guy who had like one loss. Neither one of them have done much in this division, you know? But yeah, certainly David Benavidez is more accomplished than him. No doubt about that.
Okay.
But it's a fun fight. I think it's a good it is two guys who are going to try and take their heads clean off. But that lefty-righty thing can make things weird.
So many headbutts. That's what happened when we – in the Tyson fight.
Yep.
With the girls beforehand.
Yep.
It, like – and it's not anybody's fault.
No, that other girl cheated, dude.
Dude, it's lefty. Like, I couldn't believe – first of all, I couldn't believe that a trainer – would say that knowing the difficulties of a lefty fighting a righty.
No,
a softball
unless
fighting
she's
a righty.
Got a dirty reputation.
Dirty reputation.
But they said she doesn't.
Noggin to noggin. I know
I think
what
she does that sweet Irish thing to get away with it.
Yeah, they all do it.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh,
there you go. Then I'm distracted.
But just a simple clashing of heads. It was an accident.
Who could be mad?
I figured you'd be doing the Australian accent ever since with the airport.
Oh, man. I control your kids, mate.
Yeah, that's what it that way. Dude, every time I heard the kids yell, this is what I thought of. Anarchy! Like the two kids from Talladega Nights.
My son is starting to throw tantrums now.
Like
does
he throw himself on the floor?
He's doing that. He just started doing that. And I'm like, what the hell is that? What are you doing?
He make himself immobile, like he'll stiffen up.
He didn't know how to throw himself on
move?
The floor. At first, he would just throw his hands on the floor and look between his legs to make sure I was watching him. And then now he's full on the floor and he stares at me like, you watching this? You see what I'm doing now? I'm like, what is this?
So, like, when Jimmy got knocked, he got a foul and he looked up?
Yeah, exactly.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We're coming at you live from the MGM Grand. Thanks again to Premier Boxing Champions for having us out here, for flying us out here, for putting us up at the New York, having a great time here, ready for the fight tomorrow. They got us good seats for tomorrow, Marcos. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Marcos.
Woo! We got some nice seats for tomorrow.
You're not in the catbird seat anymore.
No, dude, not catbird seat.
Lower bowl.
I'm going to be sitting here shouting instructions. Cover up there, David.
Am I going to be able to see you?
A couple more rounds.
Okay. Can I see you guys on TV? Is that going to be
helpful? I don't know. No, I don't think we're that close, but
okay,
we're cool.
Okay.
Unless you'll see, unless we're like in the background just making it a fool, you know? They do sell tall boys at this arena.
All right.
Well. Yeah, but I, you know why? Can I just say this? I don't want to be a, you know, party pooper with the drinking at the events and stuff.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a big fan of them taking my cap or taking giant beer or giant pouring it in a cup.
Yeah.
Because if I'm drinking one of these drinks, I like it cold.
Yeah.
It's not going to stay cold because you spend $80 for a big can and they put it in a big cup with no top. So you got to walk down to you. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
Totally fair.
I'm over that. That's why I don't. Like, you know what? I say, can I have a water? They take my cap. You know what? I can deal with that. You know why?
Bottle?
Uh-uh. I go to the event with a couple of bottle caps.
What, Leroy?
Wow, you're diabolical.
What are you even talking about, Leroy?
That's called, hey, that's called planning ahead.
That's crazy.
Sir, what is this?
Bottle cap.
Nothing?
Bottle cap. They take my cap. I want to cover up my drink and sip it at my own leisure.
So you're like calling up the stadium and be like, do you guys serve Aquafina or Dasani?
Okay. I got to get the right bottle cap.
No, you can put any bottle cap and don't fit it as good. But I don't want to put like people walking over
I'm
you and stuff.
I hate that rule.
Right.
I hate it. Take a break. Back after this.
Leroy.